Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
Hello and welcome to episode number 27 of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for the show, and this podcast runs parallel to the music of The Great Deep album. For those who don't know, this Great Deep podcast series is basically diving deeper into themes and ideas that are part of the songs on the album. Well, the world is a pretty hectic place at the moment, and if you're anything like me, you look at all the issues going on and you wonder if we'll ever find some semblance of peace. Probably not in our lifetime. So then the question is, what do we do? And what will help? Well, maybe it's just where I'm at right now, but I'm looking at the issues in the world today and I can't shake the idea that most of the conflict and systematic problems could be avoided if good fathers were present. Now, I'm challenged by this idea because as a dad myself, I realize there's so much that I need in my toolkit to help resource my kids for today's world. But as I look at what I have, I realize it's all pretty limited. And I think many men out there, whether they are fathers or not, have this thought from time to time. But I also know that for the daughters and mothers and grandmothers, this may or may not be of interest. But I think that there are principles at play, which I'm going to talk about here, that could be applied to other aspects of life. So, in the interests of everyone, I thought I'd share a few stories that might just remind us of the simple things we can do and perhaps give some courage to a few dudes and dudettes out there. So here are some of my fatherhood reflections.
Let's get into it.
I had a delightful conversation a few weeks ago with a friend and a fellow dad. I teach his son guitar lessons, and I'd noticed that his son's enthusiasm and interest was starting to wane. You know, there was very little practice happening between lessons and the lessons themselves. He was staring out the door and checking his friends on the playground. And I've found that this happens frequently with young children, where they get to a certain point and then they just want to move on to quote-unquote more exciting things. And at that point, I generally ask the parents if they'd like to call it a day with lessons. And most parents say something along the lines of, "Thank you so much, maybe we should give it a break and hopefully we can try again next month or next year." And inevitably, they don't. But this dad had some very sage advice during our conversation, and he said, "I have never met any adult who regretted seeing through music lessons in school. I've only ever heard of those who regretted giving it up too early." Now that's a good dad. So we continued to chat about options going forward, how to make it interesting, how to work together and encouraging discipline and focus in this man's son, and what things to say. And I hung up the phone encouraged that there are still good men out there looking to the bigger picture for their kids. The fatherhood is a real balancing act, I find. It's a balance in terms of listening and in terms of instructing. So as a family, we make it a habit to eat dinner around the table. And it's the one time of day when myself, my wife, and our three children and the two grandparents sit together and have a conversation over a meal. My kids are generally very loud and enthusiastic about life, And so we try and show them what it is to listen and what it is to have a chance to speak. And simple things like chewing with your mouth closed, using a knife and fork, putting down the knife and fork while chewing, taking your time to eat, looking around the table to see if someone else needs something like salt or pepper and passing it to them. Simple things. Looking into each other's eyes during a meal. I mean, this all sounds so basic, and yet it so easily evades us. You see it all the time. In traffic, you see it in shopping centers, you see it at checkout counters. We just forget how to treat each other. So that's what we're learning at the dinner table, essentially, is how to treat each other. Years ago, an older gentleman reflected to me on a letter that his adult son handed to him when he left school and was moving to find work in a different country. The letter was all about what he had learned from his dad growing up. So this gentleman reflected how you would think it was moments of teaching or specific events that his son would recall. But it turned out it was his habits. Things like how often he would read, what kinds of books he would read, the way he drove his car in the traffic, how he spoke to people at work and at home and at church in a consistent way, how he bought gifts for people. He told me how his big revelation was how children remember and learn from what you do, your habits, essentially. Now, for most of you, you'll be clear with this, but for me, this was quite a sobering thing. Because if you hurried in your head and not able to take an objective look in the mirror about what you do, what your habits are, it can catch up with you. And I've had to ask these questions constantly. What do my children see in me? What is my work ethic? Am I fun to be around? Am I consistent? Do I listen to them properly? What do they see me doing with my money? How do they learn from the way I talk to people from all different walks of life? So these are the things that I am thinking about and the issues I'm facing when I look in the mirror. And I'll leave you with them as well as we wrap up this episode. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and share if you enjoyed it. Even better, connect with us and leave a comment and join the discussion. And for more insights on the band and this project, we recommend you go straight to the source, ryankolder.co.za, where you can find all the details. Until next time, keep asking those questions into the mirror that go below the surface, and keep pondering the great deep.